high. I'm gonna play my old guitar, praise the Lord and pass the jar. I'm gonna sing myself a little piece of mine. Don't you know these city lights can really blind a country girl?
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Emory University shooter in Atlanta blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, says a law enforcement official to the Associated Press. The official tells the AP that's what the father of Patrick White told police. Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting, in which several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control were hit. This person lived near Patrick White.
He seemed like an okay guy. I mean, communicated with him a few times. I know he did work for my grandfather. Around the house.
The NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This following the deadly shooting recently at the Midtown Manhattan building that houses NFL headquarters. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of the fire has been contained. This is ABC News. Another accusation and threat for Harvard University by the Trump administration, ABC's Morgan Norwood.
A letter to Harvard's president, the Commerce Secretary ordering an immediate review of federally funded research programs, claiming that the university breached contract requirements. Now, Harvard is denying this allegation and sharply condemning the move, calling it retaliatory. And a statement to ABC News writing, technologies and patents developed at Harvard are life-saving and industry-redefining.
Four fishermen whose boat flipped over on Lake Erie Friday are safe after hours in the water waiting for rescuers. Gregory Purchase, City of Erie Assistant Fire Chief, says one man got trapped underneath the boat.
They had been able to maintain communication with the entrapped individual through pounding on the side of the hull. This was a substantially complex operation.
Coast Guard, fire officials, and a Good Samaritan saved the boaters. Nobody was hurt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for today is calling for the flood watch to remain in effect until 7 this evening for Crawford, Richland, and Grand counties, and until 7 Monday morning for Sauk and Iowa counties. For today, highs in the lower 80s, south winds of 5 to 10, cloudy, occasional showers and storms locally, so a possibility for heavy rain and flooding in certain spots. For tonight, we'll be seeing scattered showers diminish, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, lows of 67 and light winds. Monday, highs of 82, partly cloudy, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Tuesday, partly sunny, slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s. Winds are out of the northeast at 7, and it is 66 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist is the Lefevre Quartet.
I could say anything about the group of guys that we have singing right now. Outside of their singing being wonderful, they're just solid people and solid Christians, solid family, and that's what works together so good for us.
And it looks like these guys are here to stay.
Folks, we're here to stay. We're going to be singing until Jesus comes back or calls us home or whatever the case.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
Lord, I'm running, trying to make a 100. 99 and a half won't do.
I promised him my all, and he made heaven my reward. Oh, he has been so faithful to give strength for every day. Now I've come so far, and I intend to make it all the way.
Lord, I'm running,
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred,
trying to make a hundred, 99.
If I stumble or fall down, God will pick me up, put my feet back on the ground. See, he's been known to leave the fold to claim one of his own, but I want to stay so close to him, so I keep traveling on.
Lord, I'm running,
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred,
trying to make a hundred,
99 and a half more to do.
Heaven happens at the top, till you're at the bottom.
15,
the bottom, oh Father.
25,
oh that's a start.
35,
still far from the mark.
45,
you're halfway.
55,
oh make the grade.
65,
oh but you're moving.
75,
slowly improving.
85, 90,
let me tell you, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. 96, 97, 98, 99, 99 and a half. Won't do,
just won't do.
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred,
99 and a half. Won't do.
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred,
99 and a half. Won't do,
just won't.
And signature sound with 99 and a half. Welcome to the show. Our featured artist today is the Lefevre Quartet. Mike Lefevre, the legendary baritone from the golden days of Gold City, with his son Jordan on lead, Jonathan Price on tenor, and Daniel Ashmore singing bass. We have a lot to unpack from this group today, including their 2022 retirement announcement and Jordan's life-changing fall during a fire training exercise. Their brand new project is called Here to Stay.
Jordan actually suggested this, and it was more than just a title. It was saying, hey, guys, folks, we're here to stay. We're going to be singing until Jesus comes back or calls us home or whatever the case. And so it really had a solid purpose in the title.
That's Mike Lefevre. The first cut on the project and their first radio single is called Troubled. Jordan talks about the song.
Well, when we were listening for songs, you know, it goes like this. We wind up listening to songs months, if not years, in advance. And, you know, some of those demos, they come in very rough, like somebody sitting around a piano on a voice memo. And then sometimes we get a song and it's a, you know, a high production. And that was the case with this one. And it was done so well. Honestly, if you listen to the demo, there isn't a whole lot of difference. We were able to carry over a lot of that. But then when we saw who wrote it, Joseph is not only an incredible singer, but he's also an incredible writer. He's actually written several of our singles. And fast forward a little bit, of course, the song made it on, we knew it was going to make it on the record. And we were actually doing a Gaither taping, and Joseph and I were talking before that started. And I said, you know, we're going to be recording the song. And he thought that was great. And we always joke with one another. It always seems Joseph and us always have a single out on the same spot on the charts all the time. It never fails. And he was like, can you just let me have one? I mean, just let me have one. I said, well, I got a better idea. Why don't you come in and sing this song with us, and we'll release it as a you know, a joint effort. And he said, man, I love that idea. And he was very gracious to come in and just knocked it out of the park. And Joseph's just a great guy to be around and such a team player. So it's great seeing that song already going over so well.
That's Jordan Lefevre, and here is the Lefevre Quartet with Joseph Habedank. Trouble.
This world seems like it's spinning out of control. And fear will try its best to cripple your soul.
midst of trials and struggles, let not your heart be troubled.
Troubled by the Lefevre Quartet and special guest Joseph Habedank. The group is celebrating 20 years of ministry, and Jordan Lefevre has been with the group in one form or fashion the entire time.
Over the last 20 years, I have literally had every single job in a quartet you could possibly have. Then about 14 years ago, we were having a lead singer change, and Dad came to me. He said, "What do you think about singing lead?" I said, "I think you're crazy." You know, I'd sang a little bit, and I, you know, if anything, I thought, well, I might could sing a little baritone or something like that, but I ain't no lead singer. And I'll never forget it. I was up driving the bus, and I was close to Seymour, Indiana. I don't know why. I guess it was just God dealing with me, and it was a memorable moment, but I was driving the bus, and I had this little phone over beside me, and it went straight to Dad's bunk. And I called him up, and I said, "Come to the front for a minute." He came up there, and I said, "You know, I don't know that I can do it," I said, "but if you believe that I can, I'll try."
That's Jordan Lefevre. He talks about a big ballad on the project called Every Hallelujah.
What a message. I mean, just every hallelujah, every glad refrain invites the King of Heaven to come and take his place. You know, it's a powerful statement. I mean, hallelujah. Didn't you tell me, John, that hallelujah is recognized in every language as praise the Lord in every language? So we just thought that that was a very timely song. You know, no matter what you're going through in life, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the good times. Praise him in the bad times. Let every hallelujah, don't let it be hollow. Let it mean something.
That's Jordan Lefevre, and here is the Lefevre Quartet with Every Hallelujah.
There is no greater song, there is no greater fame, there is no other Savior, there is no other name. Creation testifies, the angels stand in awe to hear the saints declaring the greatness of our God. Let every hallelujah, let every glad refrain invite the King of Heaven to come and take his place, with every voice proclaiming the great things he has done. Let God be crowned with glory with every hallelujah.
There is